KO4ZEW Mobile.
KO4NNH. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm heading into downtown, 385, and looks like it's going to be a not fun ride.
All right, I just got off 385 about 15 minutes ago. It was not fun at all, and I could tell the traffic starting to pick up, but I wasn't anywhere near downtown. I was actually getting on the Butler Road head towards the QTH.
I actually live off Butler Road right near the high school.
You are then. That's kind of funny.
I thought we might have been neighbors.
Not, my friend. Unfortunately not. What's your name, my friend? I don't think I ever caught it. My name here is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo, Echo Delta.
This is Ben, as in Benjamin, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Call sign here is Kilo Oscar 4, November Navarro Hotel, KO4NNH. Yeah, I'm on my way to my parents' house right now, actually. My dad's QTH is, need a little bit of TLC. I want to see if he needs help with the antenna he has down up right now.
Matt, I went under a bridge and I heard you were going to your dad's house, and that was about it.
The father's QTH, he's got a antenna down right now. We took it down right before those ice and snowstorms hit the upstate. I'm heading out there right now for a mixture of just picking up any mail that may have been delivered there by mistake and seeing if he wants to put that antenna up today or not.
Gotcha. I don't know if this might not be your thing, but mine is for ice storms and bad weather, high winds, stuff like that. I leave my antennas up because that's the most likely time I'm going to need them. But I understand, you know, you want to protect them and take them down, not get damaged.
Yeah, deployable antennas. I actually have a buddy pole that I got off a Silent Key many, many years ago. Matter of fact, KF4DLS, Gary, that's about the time I actually went and first met him in person, is whenever I got that antenna. And I still got it to this day, and I figured out how to, I got it tuned up and everything else, and now I know how to throw it in the air and get it ready to go. My dad actually, we 3D printed parts for his homemade antenna. He has a DIY DX Commander, funnily enough, as his deployable.
You're talking about a little more than a wire or a Comet vertical. Yeah, something like that is, you know, you can leave out in the really harsh elements.
Deployable is, my buddy pole can do it as well. It's a deployable. But the problem with my dad's antenna is it's a fan dipole, essentially. It's a cobweb of sorts. The problem with it is that the wire, one of the strings that held the tension of the wire is broke. So it needed to come down anyway at some point. And the ice storm was kind of the excuse to go ahead and get it down. But he was scared that it was going to pop all the other wires off and he was going to have to completely redo it.
Okay, I agree. Especially the fan dipole, because that could collect a lot of ice and put a lot of strain on his mount point. So, sounds like you got a repair and a precautionary sort of rolled up in one. Good job.
Well, the repair we already got done. We took care of that since we took it down. It's just we got to retune everything. And once it's tuned up on all the bands he wants to play on, we'll throw it back in there. But I don't remember if he's off today or not, but I'll find out here in a little bit.
Very cool. And I'm definitely appreciating the ride along. I'm about Pleasantburg Drive right now, and the traffic cleared up temporarily.
On the Greenville Tech on Pleasantburg. Man, that's been a long time ago. I think I was on Pleasantburg about a couple months ago. Not a lot changed out there.
I'm getting close to downtown and the brake lights are coming on again. I wonder if there's an event tonight.
Wednesday night, could be a hockey game or it could be something going on in the arena. Ain't no telling out there, honestly, especially in the middle of the week.
I come downtown on Wednesday night and I'm usually not headed this way this early. I usually come through here about 6:15, so this is just new territory, so I don't know if it's an event or if this is just normal.
I mean, it's like you're saying, it could be normal for that time. It's it is rush hour, and whenever I was going through Five Forks on my way back to Greer, it was actually not easy to get through Five Forks, which is actually really weird for me. Because generally when I go through Five Forks, I don't have many problems going through Five Forks. And I don't know why there was traffic backed up out in the wazoo over Five Forks on my way to Greer.
Lead a charmed life if you're not having trouble at Five Forks, except for every now and then. Or you work third shift. I don't know.
Man, sometimes I wish I was back on night shift. No, I leave really early in the mornings. I was actually running late this morning, and I did have traffic this morning, which I kind of figured was going to happen. But most of the time I'm at my workplace by 7:30 in the morning, so I'm generally leaving my house about, I don't know, 6:45. And I'm out my workplace long, like, with the stop in between, of course, about 7:30. I woke up really late this morning, so I hit traffic this morning, and most of the time, whenever I'm on my way back home, coming through Five Forks, I don't normally have that much traffic, but it was strangely long today. I don't know what's going on. I left on time today.
I don't know. I remember when I used to work at Greenville Hospital System downtown, if I got on the highway before 7 a.m., I was good. But if I got on the highway at 7:01 a.m., it was a parking lot, and it was completely consistent every morning.
I thought by chance.
385.
It's about the same way like that. It's not often, but 85, it's pretty much the same way. If you leave before 7, it's nice, but if you, goodness, if you're after 7, good luck. It's a parking lot.
I ended up getting a Southern Connector pass, so I could just jump on the connector both ways to the hospital downtown from Malden area, and that worked really well. It was worth the $5 toll to save the stress and the gas.
Yeah, I got the Southern Connector pass as well. It's actually really handy. I actually use it, funnily enough, every day going to and from work. It makes life so much easier and saves on gas for me, too.
Yeah, if I'm going to the west side of town, like to a Brar's meeting or St. Francis or Venture X or something, I'll take the connector. But if I'm coming to downtown or the north area of town, I take 55. And, I'm wondering if I should have taken the connector today.
The connector weren't that bad on my way home. I left the work about, I want to say 5 o'clock. Probably 10 after 5, I think. That's whenever I left work this afternoon. It wasn't that bad at all on the Southern Connector, but then again, it's almost never bad along the Southern Connector.
You live in this area when it opened?
To live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, whenever the Southern Connector opened.
When it first opened, for the first 3 days, since it was a toll road and a private road, the state patrol didn't think they had jurisdiction over it. So the first couple of days, everybody was taking their Porsches and Corvettes and anything out there and racing and, like, you know, doing 150 and all kinds of stuff. Until it lasted about 3 days until they said, hey, you know, we need to give the state troopers jurisdiction here. And so they quickly got control. But those first 3 days, man, it was Anarchy Boulevard.
You know, that actually sounds both awesome but also really, really terrifying. More seeing all those cars doing all that. Man, I can only imagine. So it's like, what is it in Germany, the Autobahn, where there's no speed limit? Man, I kind of wish there was something over like that over here somewhere.
Something like that. But luckily, the two drag strips, Greer and Ware Shoals, on Friday nights they have a test and tune, and for like $10, you can drive your car down the drag strip as many times as you want that evening. and you can, you know, really play with your car in a legal venue, but still max it out and get you going as fast as it can go. But not a lot of people know about that, that there's that avenue where you can go and, like, see what your car will do.
With the man on the mountain. Just oddball question here. Do they let motorcycles down there by chance? I got one, and I've been kind of curious to see what it's capable of.
Sounding yes. Pretty much on the test and tune nights, as long as you're not leaking fluids, you can take about any vehicle down that racetrack.
Perfect. That's awesome. I got a Harley breakout at home. I've been wanting to really push to its limits lately, and, you know, I don't want to be dumb and be on the road whenever I do that. I want to be more of a controlled setting whenever I do that. It's got a 117 cubic inch motor on it. I've been wanting to push that thing as hard as I can lately.
Your timing's perfect because the racing season's about to start, and the Greer Dragway is about to open back up, so look them up, and I can't remember if it's Thursday or Friday night, and it's called a test and tune. And, yeah, you show up, you pay, like, a flat, like, $10 entry fee, and you can just take that thing down the track many times as you want. And you know, they're looking out for fluids, they're looking out for safety. You know, you've got concrete barriers if there's trouble. There's a slowdown lane. I mean, they even give you the light tree to get you started, and you get time slips and everything. It's really cool, and I think they should advertise it so people will go there and try out their vehicles, race their vehicles in a safe and legal place.
Excuse me. I'm going to have to keep that in mind, especially whenever they open back up and it gets a little bit warmer around here. I'm going to have to take my bike down there at some point because, man, I've been fighting the urge to do some stupid stuff, especially on 185 of all places. I don't want to ever do it on that motorcycle. I'm crazy, but I'm not that dumb. I don't like going well above speed limit. Just fast enough sometimes to get away from the people that's about ready to hit me, especially whenever I've had a couple close calls I've had. But, yeah, I'm going to have to keep that in mind because I've been wanting to push that bike to its limit here as of late. Just kind of curious to see what it's fully capable of because the bike I actually have is actually originally built for racing to a degree, obviously with a little bit of tune downs for the EPA and everything. So I've been kind of curious about that.
You have the extension on the back tire to stick it out farther like some of the drag bikes. I know you probably don't have a wheelie bar, but where the back wheel sticks out a little extra far.
No, I have the drag bar or the extension to bring the back wheel back at all. I've actually just got it. It's a stock Harley is what it is. The only thing I've done to it is a couple cosmetic things. I'm probably going to end up getting the tuner for it at some point to change the tune on my bike a little bit because it's been great as of late. I just want to tune it up a little bit.
That's awesome because what you can do is take it down there, baseline it, get you some time slips, and then whenever you do a modification, go back down there, get a new time slip, and actually get metrics on how effective your modification was.
Exactly what I was thinking there, Ben.
EW Friday. And, I'm going to log us on QRZ so I get your email, and if you head down there, man, shoot me an email, and I'd love to come down there and watch. I love just hanging out down there and watching all the weird stuff fly down the track.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, I'll log you on QRZ as well. I've been kind of neglecting you, but my email and all my information over there is current with the exception of my bio. I've got to update that once I just got done moving to the house. Excuse me. That is my new QTH one from Greer. I got to set up the antennas and everything that I'm going to set up in there, and especially the 2-meter 440 side. I got to get that up, especially here soon. I love talking my radios at home rather than here in the mobile.
do a move myself, and moving the station was pulling all the feed lines back out. That was a monster.
Mine, I had a HF antenna that's currently in my parents' house right now. I had to take it down. It sits about, I want to say about 20 to 25 foot high, and I had to pull all the guys off, and I got to order parts for that antenna as well because I damaged some of it whenever I was doing yard work around it. And I damaged the counterpoise on it, so it's currently not even usable, even if I throw it back in the air where I live, which I don't think I can do because I'm living HOA now, so it's a different ball game now. But when there's a rain gutter, there's a way.
Previously not in HOA, and as of this summer, I'm in an HOA. So most of my antennas are in the attic, except for the HF, which is just an off-center fed dipole with a little 18-gauge black wire on it. So it's coming off my chimney, completely invisible. Nobody has seen it for 8 months.
Back into that myself. I'm looking at doing a... thinking of either doing a dipole to a degree or running a what you got there, like an infed antenna, or I got a rain gutter in my house, so I was thinking about tapping in the rain gutter as well.
Do that if you have a good tuner. You can tap your rain gutter system, but if you go infed half wave, I highly recommend if you can do the 133 foot wire so that you can get 80 meter, it'll be 100% worth it. You'll still need to cut and tune it, but don't do the 67 foot. Do the 133 foot on the NFED with a 49 to 1 or a 64 to 1, and you'll be really, really happy with it.
Mine, I don't normally go on 80 meters. It's very, very rare whenever I go on 80 meters. I think last time I went on 80 meters was back in December for Santa Ana for my brother. I think it was the last time I was actually on 80 meters. I generally play 40 meters, work band, 20, and, you know, everything in between.
I get on the North Carolina and South Carolina single sideband nets in the evening, and they're 80 meter nets. And I do it regularly because my uncle is in North Carolina and he checks into the North Carolina net, so that's kind of how we touch base. So I use 80 meters quite a bit for SSB.
Yes, to use sideband for that, and especially 80 meters. I mean, 80 meters, if I remember correctly, the sine wave and everything is very good, especially if you got NVIS. It's funny enough, I actually used to be my antenna, my old vertical I used to have was a NVIS Titan DX antenna that I used to have, or still have, but it's damaged. But the, I don't normally use 80 meters. It's very rare when I do. Most time, like, funny enough, on this repeater, generally half the time.
Yeah, you can get away with a, you know, roughly 67 footer tuned, and you can get 40. And with a tuner on a 67-foot wire, you can get 80 with a decent tuner. But even 133 feet will even get you all the way to 10 meters from 80, and your internal tuner will handle everything. So, you got options.
Come out of deployable. I've got it's a buddy pole antenna, so I can throw the, I think it's the low frequency coil on it, and I can tune it up for 80 and 60 meters if I wanted to play in either one of those bands. Matter of fact, the funny thing about it is, whenever we did Santa Net for my brother, we actually used my buddy pole antenna in a NVIS setup. And me and my dad weren't totally sure, but man, we somehow made it tune.
That's freaking awesome. But, listen, I got to run. I'm about to pull into a parking garage, so I'm going to lose the repeater, or it's going to get about 10% hit and miss. So, man, it's been great talking to you, KO4NNM. But anyway, this is KO4ZEW. My name is Ben, and I will be clear on your final.
Say goodbye as well, Ben. But, yeah, it's been a pleasure. I want to say 73. Thank you for the cue. So I'll definitely log you on QRZ and make sure I put it on this repeater and everything. I got to jot down my notes now, so I got your call sign. But, Ben, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully everything goes well, whatever you got going on over in downtown. Hopefully the traffic ain't that bad whenever you leave. This has been Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. I'll be clear.